The interviews in this episode of Live in the Shoe Swap were made possible through the use of Skype.
I'm Jake McIntyre-Paul, and you're listening to CKVS FM, The Voice.
You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio of the Shoe Swap, by the Shoe Swap, and for the Shoe Swap. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and become a member. Add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to my Season 4 retrospective to help you bring in the new year. Speaking of new, Jake McIntyre-Paul is an up-and-coming talent here in the Shoe Swap. In demand as a session player and sideman, he also leads a quartet featuring a fairly progressive set list. Up next, we'll hear one of Jake's compositions called Constellation Alteration. But first, we chat about the contemporary life of a young bassist.
Tell me a little bit what it's like to be a young guy starting out in music.
Well,
let's talk about that.
It's, you know, extremely intimidating, especially like because the music industry has obviously changed a lot. I'm constantly hearing stories about people used to be in like, you know, playing like even like the bar scene where they'd be playing like six nights a week and there's constantly live music everywhere, but the scene isn't like that at all anymore, and there's, I guess you could say there's less opportunity in that sense for as much live music. I mean, obviously in certain places in the world there's a lot, but you know, locally it's not as good. We're lucky enough to have the jazz club here because we get pretty high-end jazz people coming through. But yeah, so I think it's pretty intimidating because it's such a competitive area, and you know, there's so many people trying to do the same thing. There's so many people who buy guitar and learn how to play guitar or whatever, and just the sheer volume of other people doing the same thing you're doing is intimidating in the sense of trying to actually make a go of it and work your way into the industry somehow and find a way to actually support yourself.
Right.
So that's,
I think part of that is the process of finding your own voice.
I would definitely say so. I think a lot of people have built great success in the music industry by finding a niche or like trying to push the boundaries or go somewhere people haven't been, like even with your image, your band's image, or anything like that. So
Thank you.
Last year, Seminar was visited by Great Big Sea alumnus Sean McCann, touring in support of his second solo album, You Know I Love You. Up next, we'll play the title track from his first album, Help Yourself. But first, Sean tells us how his latest recorded effort was all about moving forward.
You were working with Joel Plaskett on this album that you just did?
This is actually my second record with Joel. He's a really good friend of mine. The first record was called Help Yourself, and that was a very personal record that I wrote a bunch of songs that kind of enabled me to deal with some problems
and right.
about my own life. But it, strangely enough, it resonated with thousands of people and who got back to me and said, I know this person, or this has happened to me, or I'm sympathetic, you know, this is in my family. And I realized that I was not alone, and that made all the difference. The realization that I was not, my problem was not isolated to me alone, and that, you know, was shared by many people, and in fact, all people, because we all know pain in our lives, and we all want to be happy. So I had learned a big lesson there, and I was encouraged. And the songs kept coming, and they were of a much lighter nature, and that's what this new album finds me in a happier place, but not a superficial, you know, let's have a pint and forget our problems kind of happy. This finds me in a far more stable and content, true joy, happy place, because I've allowed for the darkness and full spectrum of emotion now.
So it's more like you've had a big load lifted off your shoulders, you might say.
Absolutely, that's exactly what it is.
Not looking for someone to lead me. I don't need no one to hold my hand. Ain't nobody gonna guarantee me a free trip to the promised land. Tired of sitting on a ball that's spinning. Tired of sleeping my way through. Tired of buying tickets and never winning. I'm tired of me and I'm tired of you. I'm tired of me and I'm tired of you. You don't need nobody else. You just need to help yourself. You don't need nobody else. You just need to help yourself. I got pills for sleeping, pills for eating, pills for keeping me awake. I got pills for every ill that ails me. More fucking pills than I can take. I got a shrink who bills me by the second. He's trying to sell me some therapy. A life coach looking for my inner power. Maybe she just wants to sleep with me. You don't need nobody else. You just need to help yourself. You don't need nobody else. You just need to help yourself. Loves me because the Bible tells me so, but I'm not waiting around here for Jesus, but when I'm gone he can have my soul. Some believe that love is the answer, some say love is all we need, but I know love, she's a private dancer, she takes my money and then she leaves. You don't need nobody else. You just need to help yourself. You don't need nobody else. You just need to